News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, there's been widespread condemnation of footage showing ill treatment by the Israeli army of a wounded Palestinian man in the occupied West Bank city of Jenin on Saturday. Sky's Middle East news correspondent Alistair Bunkel joins us. Alistair, for those who haven't seen the footage, can you explain to us what exactly happened?
Good morning. Yeah, sure. So this was during an Israeli military raid in and around the city of Jenin, which is the northern West Bank. The Israeli military go in pretty regularly into Jenin, and it often results in violence and gun battles. The footage in question is a wounded Palestinian man who has been strapped to the front of an armored IDF vehicle, and the Israelis say that they were driving him out, then hand him over to local medics. But of course, people are saying that, you know, this is inhumane treatment of a wounded person. There should have been access allowed to the Palestinian Red Crescent immediately. And the Israeli military said it has it's opened an investigation. It's criticized the actions of its soldiers. And we'll see whether that investigation goes anywhere. But I think most people, particularly Palestinians who have sort of seen behavior like this before, will think that the investigation will go nowhere.
What has been the international reaction? The UN in particular, what has the reaction been? Across the
United Nations, well, the United Nations have criticised it. It's been criticised across, in particular, across the Middle East, across the Arab world. But what's gone on in the West Bank since October 7th has really played second or third fiddle, really, to what has been going on in Gaza and now the increased tensions on the Israeli-Lebanon border up in the north. And so, I'm not saying there's been cases of this before, but there have been many cases of a young boy shot dead by an Israeli sniper for simply holding a firework above his head. There's been plenty of cases around the West Bank in the last 8 to 9 months where human rights organizations, international organizations, Palestinian groups have said that there's been gross breaches of human rights for Palestinians.
Just finally, Alistair, what's the reaction in Israel to this? I mean, is it a shrugging of the shoulders, or is it only a minority of people who kind of are horrified by this? Has it had an impact in Israel?
Well, it hasn't had an awful lot of press coverage in Israel. Slightly sort of digressing back to Gaza, just by way of an example. You know, if you watch Israeli television news, you don't see very rarely see pictures from inside Gaza. And so it can be very similar in the West Bank. You don't see huge coverage of it. I mean, some of the newspapers like Haaretz did cover it. And yeah, there is some shock within Israel. But yeah, there's also, to put it bluntly, a feeling within Israel that there's support for the Israeli military. And there's a feeling that they're doing what they need to do to try and keep the country safe. And these things happen.
Sky's Middle East news correspondent Alistair Bunkel, thank you for talking to News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.